The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free.
Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Energizing Jones.
Ooh.
Thank you for joining us again today, because we've got an exciting show for
very,
you.
Very,
all
very.
All kinds of new and kind of, well, not really heard of yet information. So
absolutely.
Here we go.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience. It's kind of a little bit more than that in the field of natural health therapies, and also the proud and happy owners, along with our wonderful, brilliant son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Honda Highway, Kahului, and the amazing Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. And you know, at the Alive and Well, we have incredible formulas, incredible, amazing organic products put together that are specifically terrific for you in every conceivable way that you won't find elsewhere, and the best prices. And a choice in across the boards of everything. And there it is.
And there is Mona right across the boards. Chris, you got a question for Mona? She's the gal.
Oh, and he's pretty good too, but that's another subject.
Oh,
I'm talking about this guy that's talking right
he.
Now.
Oh,
that's
oh,
right.
They're okay.
And let us also say that we couldn't be more thrilled, more happy, and more grateful for the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Incredible, across the boards, organic foods. Whether you're vegan, vegetarian, not, it's going to be organic, it's going to be wild, it's going to be the wild fish, it's going to be the magnificent organic chickens or meat. And again, let us also say all the vegan dishes are there too. Fabulous vegetables. And from the local organic
all
Maui.
All local organic.
Local
That's
organic right. Maui
yeah.
farmers. We're so grateful. We never can say enough of our endless joy and gratitude for the Maui local organic farmers, and how this mutual love affair goes on, and of course with the chef at the Broth Cafe, et cetera, and so forth. And each day they bring in the fresh, fabulous produce that we use at the cafe, mm-hmm. and all of their great products, and the Vortex water.
The Vortex water, what a whirly, whirly, whirly gig that is.
That's amazing, okay. And it's available there for you to fill up your gallons and your jugs, et cetera, and it's free of all, $99.99. They always say that. They can only say that across the board. No contaminant, no lead, no mercury, no plastic, none of those contaminants.
So if you don't have
loads
a glass,
of oxygen.
If you don't have a glass container to put it in, you can buy a gallon or a half gallon or a 5 gallon glass container to Alive and Well with the free water fill with each purchase of the glass container. And the idea is to try to get away from plastics as much as possible.
Right, absolutely. And all
the
chemicals.
The microparticles of plastics are just so notoriously bad for your whole body, your brains, your heart, your whole system.
And you save your energy, you clean the environment, and just like they say, you detoxify the cells, structure to the water, and strengthen the immune system. And it's amazing. And loads of oxygen that you get from that. It's an incredible difference. And don't forget, too, we have the high concentration of organic local juices that are there. All the different forms of vegetable juices, and also including the beets, etc., and very high concentration, special, in glass bottles available for you, and it has such benefits. Every day we're drinking the green juices, Dennis and I, because it makes all the difference in the world in how you feel and your health and detoxification. And if you want, and I think you should, the great specialist, Belinda, you can call and make an appointment with her. She'll give you some guidance about how best to use these juices to help detoxify the system.
That's the story right there, how to detoxify healthfully.
Healthfully.
Not just eliminating, but also cleaning out.
Cleaning out,
and that's what
right.
these juices, the whole, they set up the whole proper metabolic function in
your
body.
That's exactly right. Amazing. And it's amazing, and oh, you know, we get endless joy of so many of our friends coming in, and new friends, and those who haven't been here before, saying that it's the most magnificent tasting, the greatest variety, the greatest price is that broth cafe.
You got it, baby.
And I know that we do. And all the fabulous, fabulous health that that gives. I'm going to start now. This is very important, and I want to start by saying Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medications, take them off. None of that. Doctor's area. We are, in so many ways, we're grateful to holistic medical doctors and how what they report. We give those different reports. We're not offering to tell you what to do or not to do. We're giving you information.
Information from the holistic physicians.
Or even big-time medical doctors that have found out important information and are sharing. Well, this was a big week. Didn't even know it was going to be. But two very famous doctors, we'll give you the background, came on television, interviewed, and they were there live. I mean, you could see the face, you could hear the mouth. It's not Mona making it up. It isn't Denim making up this fact, okay? I'm saying what they said, and here was, we just happened upon it. It was Dr. Scott Atlas, MD. It said it right there that he was the former White House coronavirus advisor. And he states, this is an exact quote, there is false data about deaths from corona. The people who died, died from other illnesses. The quote continues. Says the doctor, COVID has been marked as a cause of death, which were actually caused by drug overdoses and other diseases, not corona. And he went on. The Centers for Disease Control states, and this is the quote from them, the majority of COVID deaths, they're stating, that's the head of the CDC stating, are not from COVID, but other comorbidities. That means other illness.
Comorbidities.
And they said over 75%, this is a quote from the Centers for Disease Control, who supposedly died of COVID had comorbidities, which they defined as other reasons that causes death.
In other words, they died with the infection, but they didn't die from the infection.
That's exactly. They died from other reasons.
That's right.
And it's been falsely reported, says the CDC, Dr. Scott Atlas, and you have more info, Dan.
I sure do. This is from Dr. Peter McCullough, cardiologist, who also states CDC, Centers for Disease Control, has no accurate data on COVID deaths. Unquote. That's a direct quote out of his mouth.
His mouth, not ours.
The Dr. Peter McCullough. Okay? Less than 10% or fewer of all deaths are, by any count, most by other diseases and causes.
Are we hearing that?
And going on, Dr. McCullough, the cardiologist, also states, mandates should be completely dropped across the boards. There is complete folly of the vax mandate.
Complete folly. Those are his words of this leading cardiologist on television quoting.
That's right.
Good grief.
No observed vaccine efficacy against death or illness.
Efficacy means usefulness.
Efficiency.
Yes.
Efficiency.
That's right.
Okay.
Efficiency.
The doctor goes on to state, quote, there is no anticipated benefit of the injection, but there are many deaths after the injection of the vaccines, which cause myocarditis, which is a deadly inflammation of the heart, heart attacks, and permanent disabilities. Now, these are quotes from the doctors on the television. We wrote them down as they said them.
That's right.
Now, if I may just add one little bit here. These corroborate or fall in line with what other physicians are writing about the same problems with these vaccines.
Right, but this is top experts that they quoted on television, mm-hmm. in the news, and saying this, top cardiologists speaking about these things.
So this isn't something that Dennis and Mona made up.
No. Just quoting.
And we're not the geniuses on any COVID activity.
No.
But we do report what responsible, highly placed physicians around the world, not just in the U.S., in England, in Europe, in South Africa, all around the world, the doctors who really, really know what these vaccines do are finally speaking up.
That they are, even though there have been endless and, again, we don't do advice on this type of thing. You have to make your own decisions, but it's important to have information, be well informed. I know a charming lady, she's young, she has little kids and even a four-month-old baby. She said she was very scared because a good friend of hers in her same age category took the vaccine and within 24 hours got Bell's palsy, mm-hmm. which is a neurological condition. And I'm not saying it caused it. I'm not making that conclusion. I'm just saying that people see a lot of these manifestations. And many leading doctors, including Dr. Mercola and a host of others, have spoken about side effects, et cetera, and risks.
Robert Kennedy Jr.
Yes.
Has gone on, studied this from way back, has pointed out repeatedly the dangers of taking the vaccine. The numbers can be, that they're giving for the vaccine adverse event reporting system are so inaccurate, say the holistic physicians and people in responsible positions okay. who know what the real reports are, point out that anywhere from Lord knows.
Yes.
The numbers are just astronomical.
And, I don't know, sometimes Dennis always knows the sources of quotes and I don't. Forewarned is forearmed. Who said that?
Oh, golly, I think everybody.
Yeah, but that was a quote I learned many years ago.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where the source was. Well, here's something very interesting from the, and it's a print from the Orthomolecular News Service, doctors, reports, trying to help people with nutrition. And their quote is, nutritional therapy works on COVID as it does on all viruses, say the doctors from the Orthomolecular News Service on January. Okay. The editor-in-chief, Andrew Saul, wrote the news release that vitamin C protects against coronavirus, and it gave the clinical trials.
Mm-hmm.
It also made recommendations for vitamin D3, magnesium, zinc, and selenium, which strengthen the immune system. Others, including highly respected frontline physicians, they say, such as Dr. Paul Marek, have also figured out the importance of these nutrients. In fact, we have known about the anti-infective potential of vitamin C for over 50 years, they say, since it was reported by Frederick Klenner. Now, two new review papers have shown the evidence, and it's pretty solid. The first in the journal Life is called Vitamin C Intervention for Critical COVID-19, a pragmatic review of the current level of evidence, and it quotes the trials. It shows clearly that this simple vitamin saves lives when given in right dose. In fact, vitamin C, listen to this, they say, saves 80% of the lives of critically ill COVID patients. Are you getting real over this?
Say that again.
In fact, they quote here, vitamin C saves 80% of the lives of critically ill COVID patients.
And way back when the COVID was first coming out, the big alarm, the big panic, from Wuhan, China, there were doctors in China who were giving intravenous vitamin C and curing COVID, bing, bang, boom.
That's exactly
right.
But
again, this information doesn't get out. Why? Because the information that's being dispensed is controlled by the manufacturers of the drugs, the vaccines that they want to sell.
That's exactly right. This going on with this special report from the, and they're doing, what a meta-analysis is, right? I'm going to have you read it.
It's an analysis of many analyses.
Zillion. And this is what the doctors are reporting, Orthomolecular. Den's going to read it to you. A meta-analysis.
A meta-analysis of 23 studies containing 11,900 participants found that in patients with vitamin D deficiency, the risk of being infected with COVID was 3.3 times higher than those who didn't take it were 3.3 times higher infection, and the risk of developing severe COVID was around 5 times higher compared to those with healthy vitamin D3 levels.
That's 500 times.
500 times.
And 330 times. Can you believe?
And goes on to say, our knowledge of vitamin D3 and its importance for immunity has progressed by leaps and bounds in this pandemic. But a lot of this, too, we have known for ages.
For ages and for ages and for ages.
Again, nutrition. Vitamin D3 has been shown to increase natural killer cells and
right.
T cells. And those are just what the names imply. A killer cell does what? Kills virus, bacteria, yeast,
yes.
fungus, mold, cancer, all the bad things that occur to you.
And you know,
the vitamin
D3
is
right.
a very positive addition to your life to prevent those things from happening and to help correct them when they do happen.
And a super famous medical doctor, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, MD, reports that with about vitamin D3, the studies all show, says the doctor, this is an exact quote, vitamin D3 levels between 50 and 70 virtually eliminate hospitalizations or admissions in the intensive care unit. It optimizes the patient's immune system. So you need vitamin 3, you also need zinc, and then to form a functioning gun, you need vitamin C and quercetin,
you got it.
Says Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Can you talk about the D3 levels?
Yeah, there's a group of physicians called the Vitamin D Research Council. And they've been working with vitamin D3 for years and encouraging people to increase their vitamin D and their sunshine opportunities. But to digress for just a second, the sun has to hit your skin. You can't be wearing sleeves and long pants and a wide-brimmed hat and expect to get any benefit out of the sun. That's like sitting inside with the door and window shades drawn. The idea is that vitamin D3 increases natural killer cells, but the blood level of 80% of the population, says the Vitamin D3 Council, is about 80%, 80 to 85% of the population is deficient in vitamin D3. Deficient, not just kind of substandard, but actually deficient. But you heard Mona say that the number is 50 to 70 nanograms.
Right.
50 to 70 nanograms is what... even higher, 50 to 90 nanograms, is a healthy level of vitamin D3. At that level, you have an immune system.
That's right.
At that level, you are not impervious. Nothing in life is impervious to what transpires. But you are impervious to 99.9% of any kind of infectious or degrading health scenario.
That's right. And we even have those kits in the store. That you can take home a little kit and and test yourself for
That's
your
right.
own vitamin D3 levels. Really important. And I don't want to leave that topic of D3 and its amazing things. But Mark Mukosi, very famous D3 report about him saying that all of the data that he was looking at, and remember to keep this in mind, a vitamin D3 group, he says, had a 25% lower risk of dying from cancer or any aggressive metastatic cancer that spreads. And actually, they said when they increased the risk, they lowered their risk of dying or developing metastatic cancer by at least impressive 38%. And listen to what he says. These are exceptionally impressive findings, says Dr. Mukosi. And they're particularly impressive when you consider the paltry dose that vitamin D3 the participants took. Imagine the results they would have had taking an optimal daily dose of 10,000 international units, which is what I recommend. In fact, in my view, every doctor in the land, says the doctor, should make sure their patients supplement with vitamin D3 at that level. And doctors are already doing that in Germany, where they know a thing or two about medical science.
He Pretty impressive numbers.
About it. He goes on and on. He considers it right at the top against cancer, any chronic diseases, and coronavirus. And he says the 10,000 unit day is what he recommends for his patients.
But he also mentions in other writings, if you have cancer, if you have a serious infectious or chronic condition, 10,000 a day, you may want to start with 50,000 a day for a week or two to bring your blood level up more dramatically, and then to maintain it with 10,000 a day. So it Nutrition, folks, nutrition, prevention. It's increasing your body's ability to cope with the onslaught of infectious diseases and non-infectious.
That's right.
That plague humankind.
And here,
use
yes.
the nutrients as a bulwark against them all.
You know, and here's the thing. We've had, again, not doctors, don't pretend to be, but we have some wonderful products, Pain Power, my lifesaver in so many different ways, with a wonderful combination of curcumin, the systemic enzymes, and the Boswellia, and fabulously, without any allergens or anything like that, highly recommended, and we've had a steady stream of wonderful ladies and gentlemen coming in and saying, whatever their source, whatever their age, whether they were in working hard or whether they hurt something in an accident, they felt so much better using the Pain Power. And one of the chief ingredients was the high absorption form of curcumin, which we're going to be talking about, that turmeric extract, high absorption. We're going to talk about that. And this is, again, because what I also hear often, Dan, and it blows my mind, people keep taking these over-the-counter painkillers. What, aren't they okay? And according to the FDA, I'm quoting here, the FDA, over-the-counter painkillers raise your chance of a serious heart attack by 50%.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to liver failure and all the other things that they do.
But why doesn't
and
the food
bone
and,
fractures.
Why doesn't the Food and Drug Administration tell people this?
They should.
It's unknown in the populace, in the general
and
population.
This is what they did report. They don't address the root cause of pain. They actually can make your pain a lot worse. This is what they
long term, that's
and
right.
And then in a study published in the medical journal about knee surgery, sports traumatology, and arthroscopy, the medical researchers found that the use of these NSAIDs interfered with cartilage and bone healing, reported in the Sports Journal of Sports Medicine, on and on. British Journal of Sports Medicine, NSAIDs prevent the healing of fractures. Prevent the healing.
And they contribute to the breakdown of connective tissue.
That's right.
The ligaments, the tendons, the muscles, the things that hold your body together.
Exactly.
Just phenomenal.
And you know, so many people have heard about the turmeric extract curcumin, but it's important also to realize what's also known, I don't know who, that natural black pepper extract, bioperine, which we have in the Pain Power, makes it, according to the European pharma, much more, 1,000 times more assimilated.
Of course,
Much better assimilation. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the main players in Pain Power. And
big
report.
Honey, let me just mention this.
Yes, please.
People say, well, curcumin comes from turmeric. I'm going to take a lot of turmeric. I'll get my curcumin. Folks, not true. You've got to take a lot of turmeric to get the concentration that you get in Pain Power of curcumin. Curcumin concentration is 2,000% better absorbed and utilized than anything you find in turmeric. It takes a lot of turmeric to make good curcumin potencies.
That's exactly
and
right.
And that's what's in the Pain Power.
It is. And, you know, I really I love these medical doctors who do these reports. And here is I'm going to share this with you, sweetie. And here is more background by Dr. Jockers, MD. And he's talking about curcumin is the active compound of this particular, which has been used for centuries for medicinal properties. Countless studies have shown it's anti-inflammatory, antiviral, antibiotic and antifungal benefits for joint pain, digestive issues, and many, many other chronic health conditions. It is the powerful immune nutrient with countless benefits, and all the research on COVID-19 treatment options have shown its powerful benefits. He cites all of that. Can you read, sweetie? He's citing all of these incredible health benefits, okay? Read the incredible health benefits.
I hope he includes in here what the benefits are for the brain.
Well, it also has more. We have much more on that,
okay.
Too. You can start with those.
Okay, incredible health benefits of curcumin.
Dr. Jockers.
Okay. It boosts detoxification. Curcumin optimizes function of the liver, the body's primary organ of detoxification.
Deliver the liver.
Curcumin supports heart health by promoting a healthy anti-inflammatory response. Curcumin has been shown to be an extremely effective natural mood enhancer. Curcumin enhances weight loss when combined with a healthy diet and exercise. Curcumin promotes a healthy inflammatory response and eases aches and pains. Not just eases aches and pains.
No,
it gets rid of aches and pains, okay? Because it reduces the inflammation, which is the causative factor of the creation of aches and pains. Curcumin has been proven to significantly lower levels of inflammatory markers. That's just what I said. Curcumin promotes soft, smooth, glowing skin and fights fine lines and wrinkles.
Ooh.
Well, I'm going to tell you a secret now.
What is that?
What is that?
What?
Why does Mona have such beautiful skin?
Oh,
why
Dan.
Why is she
glowing?
Oh,
we're going to get romantic.
Why her?
Sing
why
a song and dance a dance.
So vibrant. Okay.
Because she's always hoping he's going to dance. That's why her eyes are vibrant and her face is always smiling, because you keep teasing me and say, shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we dance? You haven't done it yet.
All right.
But I keep looking enthusiastic.
But I like the expression you get on your face when
there
I say
go.
It. That's
all right.
The important
all right.
part.
Okay.
Curcumin protects brain cells, says the doctor, by binding to and dissolving abnormal proteins.
Ooh, okay. Right. And remember the one of the leading one that they scared us about with the COVID and other lung infections are that the cytokine storm, which is those inflammatory compounds that destroy the alveoli, the ability to breathe in the cells.
They plug up your lungs
That's
with
right.
mucus.
That's
okay.
Right.
In an attempt to stop the virus from progressing, your body produces a cytokine reaction, which is inflammatory, to try to stop the virus. But that cytokine storm is excessive cytokines,
right.
And they create a lot of mucus, and that plugs up your lungs. And so the genius says, well, let's put everybody on respirators. That'll get the air into their lungs. Well, respirators are a mechanical device which pumps air into your lungs. Okay, it sounds great, but what does it do? It pumps the mucus further and deeper into your lungs. You asphyxiate. You can't get the oxygen there.
Right.
And goodbye.
Well, you know, thankfully, more about it, the curcumin here. This is just so much of what you had to say, Dan. And it goes on in more about this, the studies that they have this, okay? And here it says how curcumin benefits body and brain. And the bioactive compound we just said. It assists gallbladder function, helps aid in minimizing oxidative stress, supports postmenopausal health in women.
Ooh. All right.
Supports prostate health in men.
Amen.
Supports healthy cellular function. All clinical studies cited here. Promotes comfortable, flexible movement, healthy joints, maintains digestive health, healthy vision, and skin health, just like that other
all
report
it,
you said.
Yeah.
Skin health. Can you read this part, dear?
And what are they getting at in all of this? Everybody who studies the curcumin and studies the disease, they're getting at inflammation.
Right. And you wanted to know about the brain. Read what they say about the brain, babe.
All righty, babe.
Brain, babe.
Goes on with the article. Plus, this potent spice is capable of crossing the blood-brain barrier, which means curcumin's potential as a neuroprotective nutrient and supporter of overall brain health should never be overlooked, says the researchers. One clinical trial involving 40 adults between the ages of 50 and 90 experiencing mild age-related memory lapses showed promising potential for the use of curcumin for brain health.
Wow.
Amazing. Let me just throw this in. Because
go right. Show it in.
This
show
article.
It in.
Also with this is the R-alpha-lipoic acid and the acetyl-L-carnitine.
Right. Thank you for European doctors for the last half century speaking about
those
that.
Those two major nutrients are instrumental in creating a healthy brain environment.
Exactly.
Letting the nutrients do what they're designed to do. And again, they also contribute to reducing inflammation.
And restoring nerve function.
And neurotransmitter activity.
Right.
And along with the curcumin, it's a fantastic combination.
That's right. And you know, endless reports are out about omega-3s and how they reduce heart risks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Terrific. And boy, backing it up with the truth, a meta-analysis, okay? That's all medical trials published in the peer-reviewed journal Mayo Clinic Proceedings, 40 clinical medical trials. and all this team of researchers, an authoritative rallying cry for including more EPA and DHA omega-3 fats and by significant cardiovascular effects. And they went on to say, the expanded review of this previously published meta-analyses analyzed the observed effects of all trials with EPA, DHA supplementation, and cardiovascular outcomes. And they found that it included myocardial infarction, heart attack, coronary heart disease, sudden death from cardiovascular disease, mortality, fatal, and they found, these studies found, that EPA and DHA supplementation is associated with significantly reduced risks of having any cardiovascular event and reduced risk of dying from such an event by a huge percentage. The World Health Organization says that cardiovascular disease is responsible for 18 million deaths each year and is the number one cause of death globally.
This is Mayo Clinic.
But the World Health also said 18 million die from that.
Right.
And Mayo Clinic said we could reduce all of the forms, every form they listed, according to all the published medical studies, all right, if we all included the EPA, DHA.
Now, EPA and DHA, it's eicosapinlenoic fatty acid.
I couldn't say it. I gave it to you.
Okay, honey, that's why I'm here. Just pronounce the words for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And docosahexaenoic fatty acid. Now, those two components are the omega-3. Those two make three. Alrighty. Omega-3 has been shown to reduce inflammation throughout your entire body, your brain especially. Dr. Whitaker pointed out years ago that if you get 3 grams of omega-3 per day, you reduce the inflammation of your brain and increase the function of your brain by an astounding percentage point.
That's right.
But keep in mind, when you get EPA and DHA, you've got to get a high potency. A lot of people market fish oil with 1,000 milligrams. You're getting 1,000 milligrams. Well, 1,000 milligrams is just the oil contained in the capsule. It isn't the amount of EPA and DHA.
Right.
The Alive and Well Super Omega-3 has the highest potency per capsule of EPA and DHA that there is.
And the purest form molecular distillation, certified free of any contaminant from
That's
the
right.
sea whatsoever. And this big study comes in about the super pure omega-3. And how this study, big time medical study, says if you have high omega-3s, Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, Los Angeles, the fatty acid research, all of that, it can dramatically reduce your risk of getting any COVID, 400% it shows. The study published in the journal Prostaglandins, Leukotrienes, and Essential Fatty Acids found that individuals hospitalized with COVID, when they gave them more, they reduced their risk of dying from 75% with the super pure omega-3. Actually, they said patients who had lower levels of the EPA DHA in their bloodstream were 400% likelier to die than those with the higher. This was reported by Aaron Asher, MD. He says, our study strongly shows that these nutritionally available fatty acids help reduce adverse outcomes in COVID-19 patients. And they said omega-3 fatty acid supplementation can reduce systemic inflammation that would lead to more severe COVID. They cite the August 2020 study. How many things do you have to hear? How many things?
Well, that's the important part. The perfect lube job for the brain. That's what Dr. Whitaker said. You get the right amount of EPA, DHA, right amount of omega-3, and you reduce inflammation throughout your system and provide a perfect lubrication of your brain, your eyes, your heart, your entire vascular system, reducing inflammation and the negative, disastrous health effects of excessive inflammation.
Right, and you have to, I know years and years ago, I read the work of the great cardiologist, Dr. Stephen Sinatra. Metabolic cardiology, he described in his book, and he is a board-certified cardiologist, integrative, and he always recommends for prevention of anything, any heart situation, right at the top of the list. He speaks of the super pure fish oil, a great multi, which we're going to talk about, acetyl-L-carnitine, and the Cardio Q10 is right at the top of every single list, super pure fish oil, Cardio Q10, and that's cardiac arrhythmia, stable angina pectoris, congestive heart failure, right at the top of the list. And he also includes right there with the CardioQ10, acetyl L-carnitine. Very one of them, fibromyalgia, everything like that, atrial fibrillation, all right? But and he does that, and he concludes vitamin K2, MK7 form for cleaning out the veins and arteries on all of this, okay?
What does that do? K2 picks up the calcium deposits throughout your entire body, the vascular system, the arteries, the capillaries, all of it. It picks up that calcium that's settling to the walls or the bottom of your blood vessel and delivers it back and puts it where? Into the bones where it belongs. So that opens up for better blood flow and much less inflammatory response in the arteries and capillaries. It picks up that impediment, that debris that's called calcium, because it hasn't been used properly, and re-delivers that calcium back to the bones where it will be used properly.
Absolutely. And do you know what he has along with all of these great supplements, always the acetyl-L, the CardioQ10, and the super pure fish oil, what he also has along with all of that? Do you know what he also does? Right up there, he speaks about the best multivitamin. Can you talk about the best multivitamin at the best price and really with the green foods and all the great supplements?
That's the whole point of it. It's a green foods vitamin. It's derived from all vegetable source. It is the most comprehensive formula. High dosages of nutrients that are derived from the natural source. They're non-toxic in any way, shape, or form. But what you're getting is a whole composite, not just of the B complex, which is vitally important, but all the other nutrients, all the different enzymatic functions that go along with proper digestion and absorption. It's enzymes that work not just in your belly and your intestine, but they work throughout every cell in your body. Enzymes are so particularly important for getting the right function of each of those cells. And the Healthy One, it's called, is a magnificent formula. It's in a vegetarian capsule. It's all vegetable source. And it contains some digestive enzymes as well, which makes sure that your body is going to digest it properly,
right,
deliver it properly to every cell in your body to give you the optimal health benefits of what nutrition is really all about.
And a really liberal, that's which is so important, B complex along with
and
that.
It's not the minimum daily requirement.
No.
So the minimum, they don't even use the term minimum daily requirement anymore. They've simply used the same numbers, but they've changed the name to recommended daily allowance, which is the same as
the minimum daily requirement.
Well, my point is this. The recommended daily allowance is the minimum. But do you want the minimum out of life? Do you give the minimum of your life to whatever endeavor you're participating in? To your loved ones? To your job? Do you give the minimum? Or do you give an optimum? Do you give the best you can give? Well, that's what Healthy One is. The best you can give. The best you can get in the way of healthy, all-round, stabilized, nutritional application, regeneration, and all the benefits of super nutrition.
That's right. And you know what I forgot to mention just at the moment when you asked it? And this was a big report on a big-time medical college, Tufts University, reporting on this medical trials. And this is an exact quote from the Tufts University, the researchers who reported. Quote, people with higher blood levels of EPA DHA had a dramatically lower risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease by 47% lower risk.
Mm-hmm.
Did we hear that?
Yeah.
How about a 47% one nutrient? The high amounts of EPA and DHA, which are important that you look at your fish oil source, reduced the risk of dementia, Alzheimer's disease by 47%.
And they reduced tau, the accumulation of debris in the brain. They reduce the inflammation. They encourage and promote proper neurotrophic function of every cell in your brain.
That's exactly right.
And yet, the authorities, the popular authorities say, fish oil, schmish oil. Eat some salmon, have a sardine, you got enough fish oil. Folks, you don't get it. Eating salmon, holistic physicians say, who've done the research with fish oils and with omega-3s, point out that you've got to have your salmon, have your sardines, have the good seafood that prevents, that presents the optimal amounts of fish oil. But you're not going to get enough just eating that. You've got to eat pounds of salmon every day to get it. You can get the same benefits. Eat the salmon, but also, as the articles just said, supplement with good, healthy, high-potency, pure, molecularly distilled omega-3s.
Absolutely, absolutely. So critically important. And other doctors citing here, the again, the super pure omega-3s, the B-complex vitamins reduce levels of inflammatory homocysteine, which is what we were mentioning, how strong it
That's
is
right.
in the healthy one. And that vitamin K2 dramatically supports heart health and slashes all risk of dying from heart disease. That's not us. That's not us saying it. It is what it is, what it is, what it is. And again, doctors are reporting about the supplements for, they talk about all the different eye diseases, and they mention them here, okay? Diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, that pressure in the eye, things that cause loss of vision, blindness and vision, age-related macular degeneration, it's the leading cause of blindness, deficiencies in certain minerals, say the doctors, can increase the risk of many eye diseases. These supplements help prevent or slow the development of these diseases. And they list right here that the National Eye Institute, the National Eye Institute is doctors, doctors, not Mona and Dennis, you know, doctors, okay? Antioxidants, this is their recommendation based on the age-related eye disease study. This is a big medical study called ARIDS, Age-Related Eye Disease Study, ARIDS, A-R-E-D-S, okay? And what they're saying here, these are the doctors. Lutein and zeaxanthin are the two primary carotenoids found in the macula and retina. Medical studies show these antioxidants slow the progression of age-related macular degeneration, that's the leading cause of blindness, and individuals who took lutein and zeaxanthin reduced the progression of cataracts by 32% or more. Are we hearing this?
Okay. We're hearing it. Cataracts, big item.
But
before the cataracts develop, there's also degeneration of the whole eye
That's
environment.
Right. That's right.
That
That's
goes
right.
on without these nutrients.
That's right. You're so
okay.
right.
It's called an aging process.
Yes.
Unfortunately, sugar increases the aging process.
Yes.
And refined carbohydrates increase the aging process.
Right. They talk about vitamin C in quercetin lowers the risk of developing cataracts. Okay. All right, go ahead.
And all safflower, soy, corn, canola, all these pure vegetable oils all produce omega-6. Omega-6 neutralizes omega-3.
Right.
And omega-6 right. also promotes the aging process, the symptoms of aging. Okay?
Yes. And they talk about that the natural antioxidant vitamin E, remember natural, not synthetic, that mm-hmm. many places sell.
Oh, yeah.
Natural
well, you know what they do, honey? Natural vitamin E has been shown to be so effective.
In a zillion conditions.
A zillion uses. But the drug companies say, well, don't take over 400 units of vitamin E. Because they say that it can be detrimental. It may create heart disease. Do you know what they're talking about? They're talking about the product they make.
Synthetic.
Not synthetic vitamin E.
That's
they're not talking about the vitamin E that was proven so effective for the past 50 years.
No. And vitamin E, this is ARIDS. This is the big-time medical study, the National Eye Institute on the age-related eye diseases and loss of vision. And they are talking here about natural vitamin E, a very important antioxidant. And taken with C and beta carotene, it greatly reduces the risk of age-related macular degeneration. Beta carotene and vitamin E support eye health by keeping the surface of the eye or the cornea most moist and healthy. And zinc, retaining the health of the retina. Taurine is also listed as, according to the American Optometric Association, zinc has to be taken with other antioxidants and can help dramatically reduce vision loss. Wow.
Zinc is also a major component in boosting your immune system.
Yes, it is.
They're talking about zinc and vitamin C working together and quercetin working together for your immune system to fight what? Virus, bacteria, yeast, fungus, mold, heart. It goes on and on,
Nutrients, and what they can do. It's incredible. And how you can do these great things can do for you, right? And you know, so many people, I don't want to finish the topic about vitamin D3 without what these medical studies are certifying here, and that is that vitamin D3 helps reduce the risk of falling, which is, according to these, the World Health Organization. Falling is a risk factor for bone fractures among men and women 60 years and older. We know about that. According to the World Health Organization, 37.3 million falls, more than 100,000 a day, very serious.
Mama, I didn't
and
know that.
And this to this. This is incredible. Multiple factors increase the risk of fall. Say this top, okay. Risk of fall, including a lack of vitamin D3. Scientists believe D3 improves muscle function, strength, body balance, reduce the risk of falling. The World Health Organization and the U.S. National Institute on Aging state that a lack of D3 increases the risk of suffering fractures.
Of course,
as a result of fall.
Absolutely.
The European Commission has approved a health claim for vitamin D3 with a reduced risk of falling. And Simon Petterin, executive director, said, "The message of our latest Mind the Gap resource is simple. Increasing vitamin D3 intake is a way to help older people keep their bones strong and reduce the risk of suffering a fall." Goes on. All right? So that's very, 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 very important. Very important. Very important. You're going to find this very exciting and medical reviews here about supplements to support hearing loss and help to eliminate tinnitus, that ringing in the ears. And they say that studies indicate the common causes of hearing loss trigger ear inflammation. We've been just talking about that. Like nerve cells, the little cells in the ears depend on preventing inflammation, and these are the nutrients that they have shown in clinical trials. Right at the top of the list, and it says the military uses it for this, N-acetylcysteine is a naturally occurring antioxidant that enhances glutathione production, has been shown to protect against hearing loss due to loud noises, because many of their soldiers do that. And the B vitamins, again, recommended for protection against hearing loss. High levels of homocysteine are associated with B vitamin deficiency, higher risk of hearing loss and tinnitus. And right up there, Dan, acetyl L-carnitine and CardioQ10 are supplements that help mitochondrial health. Mitochondria are the energy power centers of the cells. They are also the site of free radical production. And when the cell is under stress, resulting in the dysfunction of the mitochondria and increased hearing loss, acetyl carnitine and CardioQ10 help protect these cells from damage. And then one other thing, and I'm giving it to you, 100% R-alpha-lipoic acid has been found to reduce age-related hearing loss. Preliminary studies have also found that R-lipoic acid helps protect against noise-induced hearing loss and preserve inner ear mitochondrial function. Can you go on?
And you can't talk enough about mitochondrial function.
Right.
Because mitochondria produce a substance called adenosine triphosphate. Adenosine triphosphate is the energy, the spark of life in every cell. And these nutrients enhance the mitochondrial population per cell. The heart should have about 5,000 mitochondria per cell. You can't even see a human cell, but without a microscope. But within that cell are 5,000 mitochondria. What? What are we talking about? A miracle of life is what we're talking about. The mitochondria produce the energy that makes that cell active and healthy. And multiply that by God knows how many trillions of cells you have. Functioning properly with the mitochondrial function and the proper nutrition, you have health.
Right.
Okay. Let me get back to the article.
Magnesium and the other goodies. Right. Go ahead. Talk about it.
Here it goes. Magnesium deficiency can increase the risk of noise-induced hearing loss, and supplementation has been shown to improve hearing. Magnesium, a boring old mineral, right? But it performs over 300 or 3,000 different functions in your body.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well said.
Zinc, a major immune booster we talked about earlier, has antioxidant, anti-inflammatory properties. Evidence shows that insufficient levels of zinc are associated with hearing loss and more infections.
Right.
Oh, super omega-3 fatty acids. The doctor's going on talking about how proven it is to be important for health in general. But one study among 3,000 subjects over 50 years of age found that increased fish oil supplementation, omega-3 fatty acids, was associated with less hearing loss.
Woo! Another, but what a powerful player on
For
all
the
counts.
Brains, the eyes, the
Absolutely.
Ears, the heart,
That's
the
right.
vascular. Go on. The author goes on to remark that intervention with omega-3, super omega-3, could prevent or delay the development of age-related hearing loss.
Ooh.
Oh, it goes on.
You got hearing and you got hearts and you got brains. Oh,
this one. This is taurine, the amino acid taurine.
Oh, I believe in taurine a lot.
Taurine plays a vital role in hearing, and studies have shown that taurine is able to reverse the biochemical processes behind hearing loss.
Wow.
Reverse the biochemical processes behind hearing loss. Other studies have demonstrated that taurine can almost completely eliminate the ringing in the ears associated with tinnitus.
That's amazing.
What are we talking about?
It's amazing. It's really incredible. And again, it's one of the things that it's well known for is a heart helping to stabilize abnormal heart rhythms and nerve dysfunction. It often says it right on that. So all these great and powerful and wonderful players, right? All of them there. All of that there. Terrific players. We're all available at Alive and Well. We have them there. We have the great compounds and combinations. Remembering, too, that you can always call the 877-4950 for any one of our wonderful services, including shipping and mailing to you or the family, your loved ones. Oh, I'm traveling. Oh, I'm going to be over there in the mainland. I'm going to be somewhere else. Can you? Yes, we can. We can do it all there. We can do that for you. In addition, Dan and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on or off medications. Doctor's area. But we love to share information. There's never a charge. But what is really great is if you call 877-4950, set up a time. One-on-one, either Dennis or me, beautiful, luxurious, and super comfortable. We like that. Because not only should the cafe and, the broth cafe, delicious to taste, but also there should be delicious areas where you can sit and enjoy talking.
Well, we have a mini lounge,
That's
if
right.
you will.
Okay. And one-on-one, good, beautiful distancing, everything clean, everything perfect. And there's never a charge or obligation, but we love to share information about what doctors have learned in clinical trials, what's been known for centuries, what certain compounds can have as part of them. It's a great thing to do is to share information. And so call and make a time, 877-4950, when you can be one-on-one with Dennis or with me. They're glad to do that over there, right? And remember that that at the Broth Cafe, you can call that number too, right, dear? And we get any of your takeouts, everything. You can come in the store, pick out what you like. Also, you can call, and everything will be ready for you, even if you're having a big party, right, Dan?
And you can do the app. The app is Broth at Alive and Well. That's it. Gives you the menu, gives you the complete selection. You can place your order. You can complete the order. You can leave instructions when you want to pick it up. You want it in 10 minutes. You want it in 35 minutes. It's ready for you on your time. And we can even bring it out to the car for you if you so desire. So give that app a shot. Okay, that'll do it for you as well. The phone calls, again, as Mona mentioned, set up a time for a one-on-one consultation. Again, we're not doctors. We don't play doctor. But we give you free information, something we've been doing for 50 years. And we enjoy sharing it with you because we anticipate great health returns on your behalf for you and your life.
And remember, it's really, you don't have to worry if you're having 10 people over your house and you want to get a whole host of beautiful smoothies, beautiful, wonderful salads, beautiful soups, whatever, all the things we have. We'll have it all ready for you. Just let us know. Let us know. It'll all be ready, which goes according to your time and in your way. That's we are devoted to you, and that's why that great message, Alive and Well, right? And the
right,
Broth
baby,
Cafe. We are there for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.